Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners. He does this to me before every show.
Gobble, gobble. I want to wish a safe and happy Thanksgiving to all of our Second Amendment brothers and sisters out there.
Yes.
That seems to be a universal holiday because it's a national holiday, and it crosses all party lines in this country.
It's when we celebrate eating turkey, right?
Yes.
Festival of the Turkey.
Correct. Well, I call it the Day of Carbs. Okay, it's my day of carbs, and I love my carbs. By the way,
yes,
Knockout continues to grow and get press.
Coming I to looked a city it up near you.
We report it. This was Sandy found this information. We reported the Knockout game July of 2011.
Did we that far back?
Wow. I went back to look through all the shows. July of 2011, Sandy broke the story of the Knockout game. I tried to take credit for it, but it didn't work. Now we have up to 15 people in Brooklyn knocked out now.
Philadelphia.
Mostly all Jews. Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Jersey City.
Yeah.
Bayonne.
Yep.
Coming soon to a theater near you.
You betcha.
You better be checking your six and have situational awareness 360 degrees. Had a student the other day in a class. He said, if you're passing a group of Utes, what you might want to do is put your arm up like you're scratching your head to fend off a blow. Not a bad tip.
Not a bad tip at all.
Okay. Yeah. Pretend that you're scratching an itch in case somebody was to hit you. And then as soon as that group passes you, you should slow down and turn and look over your shoulder and make sure they're not doubling back on you.
Right.
The only time you're not going to be able to prevent this is if they just run up and blindside you. For ladies and gentlemen out there, if you wait for mass transit, you probably should stand with your back to a wall if possible.
You've said that for years.
Yeah, I always do, but it's really growing. The inner city kids are clamoring to this right now. It's the new biggest game.
It's a new thing, yeah.
No one's being robbed, nothing. It's the ultimate game. Of course, there's a couple videos. There's one of a CCW holder shooting one in the legs, a shitbag in the legs.
Yeah, that's
did
too
it.
Bad. Huh?
Of course, he'll probably be tried because he took this downtrodden inner city youth and prevented him from, maybe killing people.
And when he wasn't punching people out, he was the best little SOB on the block, right?
Yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt. It's funny, but it's so sad that, these kids think that this is a game, punching old ladies in the face, in the back of the head, and older people and
pregnant women,
12 years old. Yeah. And, what's problem is, for all of you out there listening, play this back to your progressive friends. Of course, if we were to retaliate in any way, shape, or form, we would be demonized. Okay?
Well, we're headed for Britain, right? Where you
Correct.
Can't, you're not allowed to fight back.
Correct. We're not allowed to fight back because let me tell you something. I like to play a knockout game with a few of these effers myself. I'll tell you that.
Would that be fun?
I'd be like, remember Pulp Fiction? Going to get some hard-hitting guys and get medieval on them? Well, let me tell you something. All of these kids, I would let them feel what a real man's punch feels like.
Right,
I put my
SAP
gloves on, which are illegal in New Jersey, by the way. I don't have a pair,
have
but I would like
here.
To get a pair.
When you go to legal states, you wear
them. Yes, I would like to put my sand or lead-filled SAP gloves. For you people who don't know what SAP gloves are, Google it. SAPGLOVES. Put my SAP gloves on. Or better yet, how about a suit of armor, the hand from a suit of armor?
Yeah.
The glove. Put one on and start punching people in the head. Okay? It's really, really sad. It's going to continue to grow. They don't care that there's cameras. They think it's fun. They laugh in the cameras and
of
everything.
Of course. And well, they want to film it.
This is another problem. Never get your cameras from like a big box store. Have a legitimate alarm and camera installed. Put them in and get good resolution, because you notice on TV all of these cameras they show, you can't tell who that person is.
It's a gray guy anywhere between 5'2" and 6'11".
You know what? Another thing I wanted to bring up is we usually give it a jackass award from time to time, but now we're going to have the world's biggest dipshit award, and I'm giving it out today.
Yes.
And it goes to this jackass Zimmerman.
Okay. George Zimmerman?
Yeah, George Zimmerman gets the Gun for Hire Biggest Dipshit of the Year award because this MF-er.
Right now,
I'm not a big fan of him because you know my tact. Oh, he never should have got out of the car to start with the Trayvon. So let's forget about debating that. Another O.J. Simpson. Here is your get out of jail free card.
Idiot.
Here is your beat murder charge, and we can't stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just hope that justice is served before another innocent person is hurt at the hands of this jackass.
Yeah.
AKA dipshit. Okay. This week he's swinging a Utah's shotgun around at his girlfriend and his house, breaking glass tabletops and stuff.
Ooh.
And she calls 911. Right after she calls 911, he calls and says, no, she's hitting me, and I'm just fending her off or whatever. Gets arrested, gets charged. Yeah, pleads not guilty, gets released again on bail. He's back out on the streets. This is a dangerous man. This is a man that should have said to himself, if this was a righteous, justifiable man, he should have said, I beat murder. Let me keep my nose clean. One more reason not to believe any of his bullshit. Okay, George Zimmerman, come on up here and try a domestic on me. I'll teach you how to knock out.
And push comes to shove. Strangers help strangers get by.
For the first time ever, you can get the very same extreme performance gun care system used by U.S. Special Forces, the FBI, Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers. Their guns need to work all the time, no exception. That's why this very special formula was created. And this very same formula is being made available to you. So now, you can get up to 10 times more rounds down range between cleaning and ultra-reliable lubrication in any condition from blistering desert heat to bone-cracking Arctic tundra. For a very limited time, you can get this amazing gun care system at a ridiculous special introductory price of less than $15 delivered right to your door. Use promotion code G1, that's GOLF1, when you call to order toll-free at 877-NRA-GUN-1. That's 877-NRA-GUN and the number 1.
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Merrily, merrily, life is what a dream. That was like that musical composer that rhymed, not Beethoven, not Brahms, but the other one. Rhymes with sock.
For those of you who have no idea what we're talking about.
You know, I just, Dr. Eric Waldorf has a book.
Yes, I see that.
His book is Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. Through safe, natural, and effective chiropractic care, we can improve the quality of your life. I read the entire book. I learned it a lot, okay? And Waldorf Chiropractic has the seeds to be a sponsor of this show in Bridgewater, New Jersey. WALDORFCHIRO.com. Yeah, I love Dr. Eric. And his book is pretty damn good. I read the whole thing. About back pain and other pains and pressure points. And every time he comes up here, he adjusts me, which is really nice. He gives me a roofie, and then he adjusts me. But I want you to support Dr. Eric or pimp him out. Go on his Facebook page and like him or go on his website. Send him a thank you. It's imperative that you do that because we do need sponsors. Okay, let's talk about this, Sandy. This is a little unsettling, but you know the New Jersey man in Tom's River that left the loaded rifle under his bed?
Yeah.
And his his 4-year-old retrieved the .22 rifle from under dad's bed. No safety on, loaded it. He was loaded, safety was off. And the kid went outside and aimed the gun at a 6-year-old neighbor and shot the 6-year-old neighbor through the eye, went into the brain. And the next day, the 6-year-old died. Well, This is a criminal case that's going on right now, not the civil case. And a judge, the man is trying to plea a deal, so, you know, for minimum prison time.
Yeah.
And he rejected a plea deal of 6 years in prison. Well, I think he should be in prison for the rest of his life. Okay,
yeah,
I think he should be
horrendous.
In prison for as long as the 4-year-old would have lived on this face of the earth because this is his fault.
Absolutely, 100%.
There's nobody else's fault but his. He can't pass blame. His 6-year-old hopefully is young enough not to be traumatized by this but probably will.
Yeah.
But this guy ruined families, ruined lives forever. He had numerous other guns around the house that were loaded, leaning in closets and everything.
You're
too
kidding.
Yeah, he shows up in court. He's wearing a black shirt like Johnny Cash. And anybody, if you have a lawyer, they tell you never wear a villain colored shirt when you show up for court.
Good advice.
To be quite honest with you, okay? But this guy is responsible for a 6-year-old's death. And I can't believe that he could plea it down to 6 years, because 6 years under sentencing guidelines, he'll do less than 3 years in prison.
Right.
Okay.
Which would be as if he went in and robbed a bank with a firearm.
And I realize that, putting him in jail forever will not save another life or bring that kid back. But it might send a message to other people that if I leave my guns laying around. See, now this is the type of gun control that I'm in favor for. Yes, you heard that. Gun control, controlling your guns,
yes.
Keeping them locked up.
Right.
You can keep guns locked up and they can still be accessible should you need them in an emergency. But to have young kids running around your house and having loaded guns laying around is irresponsible, ignorant, stupid. And all the laws that you want to legislate in the world will not do a damn thing to prevent something like that. Yeah. This is this is definitely part of our education system too, right? Because how could you just leave a loaded gun laying around the house? How do you do that when you have kids in the single digits running around the house? I don't understand. I really don't understand.
Well, and it goes back to not even, like you say all the time, is teaching these kids not to touch the gun. I think sometimes the kid is smarter than the parents. In a sense that when we grew up, it was pretty common, right, to go to Uncle So-and-so's house and he had a loaded Winchester sitting over the top of the fireplace.
Yeah, well, we were taught not to touch them.
Correct.
You know, today it's a little different because kids, they don't respect or listen like they used to. I was doing NRA basic instructor class today and I made all the kids laugh, I said, because my father didn't prescribe Adderall, he prescribed Backhanderol.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, which is a little different. You know,
a little bit
slap
different,
me in the back of the head.
And you got
so
the message.
The fear of God we had from our family, and kids today, they don't have that same fear of God.
Well, we both grew up with old world Italian parents, and
I think this kid was wrong in rejecting the 6-year plea deal.
Oh, absolutely.
And now he's going to go to trial.
Absolutely.
I think he was wrong in doing it.
It's foolish. He thinks he's going to get off on it?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see him get, he's in his late 20s, I'd like to see him get 50 years with no chance of parole, to be honest with you. That won't happen, but so here's a great thing for you. Now, we know that we're surrounded by liberal judges, prosecutors, and lawyers in the state of New Jersey and politicians. They're always pushing for stronger gun control laws. They're always pushing to take our guns away. So now here we have a blatant example of negligence with a gun that ends tragically with a 6-year-old dead. And our punishment is 3 years or less in prison.
Yeah, because the prosecutor wants to plead down the case.
Okay, so
they don't want to do any work.
Gun owners should be shocked by this, and non-gun owners should be besides themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Where is Loretta Weinberg and all the other gun grabbers right now saying, wait a minute.
Yeah,
this
don't
guy,
play this
no,
case, right.
And it was illegal. He owned the gun legally and everything, but why aren't they down there in Toms River rallying that this guy gets 100 years in prison? And listen, if it was my 6-year-old child that was killed by the 4-year-old, I understand, you know, you can't blame the 6-year-old, but I'd want that father to rot in jail.
I don't think you would have needed a lawyer for either one
of us. I would want this guy to rot in jail, to be honest. I know it would never bring my son or daughter back, but I want to know, every morning I wake up, I want to know that you don't have your freedom because you were responsible for taking my child's life.
Mm.
So it pisses me off that these politicians that are so busy, confiscate, and somebody like us, an unnecessary deviation, stopping at a quick check or something, we're looking at 7 years in prison. Mandatory 7 years in prison. Here's a guy that leaves a gun out that causes a 6-year-old to die, and he's plea bargaining to 3 years in prison? I mean, 6 years in prison, which means he'll serve three?
Right.
This is asinine. Right. And you want to know what, Sandy? I talked to a few lawyers. They're like, no way. They're like, after about a year and a half, he'll end up in a halfway house because he had no criminal record before that. Yes. He'll end up in a halfway house for a year and a half.
New Jersey's famous for that.
Correct. Right? He'll end up in a halfway house. Another kid is dead. A six-year-old is dead, and you're going to get a year and a half in prison. What message does that send to other negligent parents that have guns laying around the house? This is a bullshit.
And we hear stories about this is just not an isolated case. We hear stories about this from the law enforcement officers who are here all the time, who actually see this stuff on the street. How many times we in Newark where we heard a lot of the same sort of story where there's always a this is a little bit different in the sense that the Toms River guy, he wasn't, that we know of, a drug dealer or whatever who had his Glock under his mattress. But these kids are growing up in the inner cities with that present right there.
Correct. Correct.
It's just, it's unbelievable. And nobody cares. They'll plea that case down because they just don't want to deal with it in court.
We, how much time do we have left for this segment? Because I ordered Chinese food to the studio. It should be delivered any minute.
we only got about a minute or so.
Oh, man. What?
No, nothing. They're laughing. They think he's kidding.
Napin's book is in the house.
Yes, and we didn't get our free copy, though, did we?
I got mine.
Did you?
Five. Sorry. 500 pages plus five chapters on knife laws in knife New laws. Jersey.
Wow.
Okay. I have over 150 chapters? Copies here for sale. We sold like 50 copies the first 2 days. If I run down to about 30, I'll order another 100 from him. But you want to come up and get this. This is unbelievable. It has all the Christie gun laws in it and everything. When we come back, I have a New Jersey State Police breaking story.
Oh, yeah. And it is quite a story if you live here in New Jersey. It's so typical, isn't it, Anthony?
Backdoor antics and tactics.
For over 20 years, attorney Evan Napin has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Napin on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Napin New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannapin.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Napin, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today.
Row, row, row your boat gently
down the stream.
Very nice.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Office. MONTVILLEOFFICE in Montville, New Jersey, owned by the great Ron Sousa. Montville Executive Suites. Their Facebook page is Montville Executive Suites. Go on and like it. Montville Office, for as little as $59 a month, you can have a professional office presence and a virtual office between 4 major highways in Lower Morris County. I do not know how, if you're a jobber or a plumber or an electrician, I do not know how you cannot use this service. You could do billing, collections, receivables, everything. PowerPoints, overhead projector, he has it all. Kitchen area, conference areas. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Tons of parking.
Yeah, it really is.
Check out Montville Executive Suites at MontvilleOffice.com, please. Okay, just in. Date it. November 6th, but we didn't know about it yet. It's being instituted right now.
Apparently no one knows about it
yet. The state police, for all of you momos out there that go and get your purchase permits, firearms, ID cards. You know when you fill out the yellow sheet, the SBI 212A yellow form?
Yeah, for your background check.
They are most commonly used for firearms licensing and local ordinance background checks, okay? What they're doing right now is no more paper form. Normally it was $18. You would fill it out. You would bring it to the police department. They would witness your signature, and they would submit it. Now what you're going to do is when you go to the police department, they're going to give you a link. So when you can go home to invite a new user, you will click. They will send you an email. You will click on the link. You will have to fill it out and pay $20 instead of $18. It went up $2.
Only in New Jersey. So okay. Wait a minute. Before we continue, let's just try to get the logic here. We eliminated a paper form and eliminated a human being, and then we raised the tax.
So, this is NJS 2C58-3, Local Ordinance State Agencies Statute for HUD Compliance. So this is the way we're going to be doing it now. Now, I asked—
HUD? What the hell does HUD have to do with this?
I have no idea. Okay, I have no idea. The payment can be made with credit card or electronic check. Once the payment is verified, the applicant will receive a confirmation and receipt that will include a confirmation number. The request will then be forwarded to the PD or the licensing agent for that particular number. You will find additional instructions in the help section. Now, what I want to know is, this was signed for by the state police. This was also a major commanding officer in information and technology section. His name is Swearing In, E. Swearing In, major with the state police. Where did this directive come from? Did it come from the AG? Did it come from the state police?
Yeah.
So who decides? If Scott Bach is listening to this, what is up with Form 212A? Evan Knappen, what is up? Now, I would have had more information with this, but I was hit with this morning before we went into the studio.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Otherwise, we would have had some more info. But
brought
ladies
in by
and
a law enforcement officer who got them, but nobody else got them, and nobody else knows what the hell's going on with them.
So each police department or licensing agency, like state police, if you don't have cops, have to set up an account, and then when you come in, they have to get your email address, and they'll email you invite new user, and then when you go home, you respond to the email.
Now, what if you don't have an email? Well, there's all the 100-year-old FUDs out the window, huh?
Very interesting.
There's no paper at all in this.
Nope.
I mean, they've completely eliminated the paper.
There's no more 212A.
Oh, man.
212A yellow form is gone.
But they you still have to submit a 212A with the packet, right?
Correct.
So how is it you do that?
No, 212. When you go to the police department, they normally give you the 212A to fill out because you can't print that out yourself.
Okay.
So now instead of giving you the 212A, when you get all the paperwork, the cop is going to say, all right, I'm going to email you the link to fill out the 212A. After you pay the $20, then the cop gets notification that you were paid and it was the background was done.
Oh.
On it, okay? We still have 4473s. We still have pistol permits. But what I want to know is how does this happen? How is it legal to change the price and change the process with who was involved in this? Is this judicial? Is this legislative? Is this police? What is this?
Yeah,
is this executive branch?
Yeah.
Who brought this on?
Who authorized it to begin with? Yeah,
correct.
To eliminate
Scott Bach, did you know there was a change to the SBI 212A form? Like when you're listening to this, and about the row, row, row commercials. Anyway.
Okay.
All right, guys, what are we going to do about this? I need help. I need help because it looks like smart gun technology is right around the corner.
Ooh.
And this has been rearing its ugly head
for
the longest time.
Bad news for New Jersey, if it is.
And if smart gun technology becomes approved, then all new gun sales in New Jersey have to be smart guns. In California.
You think there'll be a grandfather?
A grandfather. I believe the legislation was written that all new guns purchased would have to fall under that, okay? Which means you won't be able to buy a Glock, a Smith & Wesson, a revolver, or anything. You'll only be able to buy this German spaceship. One company has a ring, another one has a watch, another one has a secret encoder ring or some shit like that.
So you have to be wearing the watch or wearing the secret encoder ring, otherwise your firearm will not fire.
Correct.
Oh, that's
correct.
Nothing could go wrong with that.
Correct. And there's been companies. There was Magna Trigger, which was worked on revolvers. You had to wear the ring on your finger. So as a firearms instructor, I say then you have to wear one on your right or your left finger.
Right.
Because if you're a right-handed and your hand is injured and you pick it up with your left, it better be able to fire. So there's one that works with a watch. Well, I have to wear two watches. One on the right hand, one on the left hand?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Okay.
So you're not going to stand out like
no.
the mark of the beast.
Correct. So, you know, with this German company hot and heavy on this technology and a few other companies on the technology, it's just a matter of time. And the law was passed a few years ago that said that once the technology becomes approved and widely accepted or whatever the case is, New Jersey is going to fall right under that mandate. It's going to be active. So I would like to hear a few other professionals chime in on that. Anybody that's listening to the show on Sunday the 24th, on Monday the 25th, CBS News at 5 o'clock is having a special. CBS New York is having a special on our civilian response to an active shooter class. They're doing it.
They had their camera crew in and everything. Yeah.
They filmed 6 hours of the class. They're running teasers all weekend on CBS, showing pictures of my guys and my school and everything and the range. And it's going to air on Monday night at 5 p.m.
Nice.
Eastern Standard Time. We'll copy it and we'll put it on YouTube and we'll put it on Facebook and the Gun for Hire site and everything to see, you know, what's going on with that. But a couple of things. While we're talking about that, by the way, we're having a civilian response active shooter on December 1st on a Sunday and December 17th on a Tuesday. If you guys are interested in that class, the last one's booked out right away because everybody's afraid right now. Because, again, in New Jersey, the running cower state,
yeah,
you know,
running cower
everybody
state
wants to know how to respond to an active shooter situation. And, you know, especially now with the holiday season coming and everybody going to the mall and it being extremely packed, it doesn't really take much for someone to create hysteria. You know, that mall was closing.
Right.
If it was a busy mall, people would have been
closing.
Trampled.
Yeah. It was after 9 or something like
that.
It
was almost 9:30, and they closed at 9:30. So people would have been trampled if it was a regular
Absolutely.
Mall. It would have been like wildebeest trying to get across the ravine
right.
where like 7,000 of them die, and they create a bridge for the other ones to climb over. Okay.
Except here they create a barricade against the door.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
which you and I are picking up a lonely progressive and throwing them through the window.
Correct.
We've already got this planned. You know, that's how sad this is.
What's the store where they sell all the hippie stuff and the surfboards and everything else like
what the
that?
Hell is the name
you know,
of that place?
I'd be throwing, grab one of those tie-dye kids with the skinny jeans, head first through the plate glass window. Imagine the security cameras would catch after my sixth or seventh attempt. The glass is not breaking. So finally give up, open his mouth, and scratch his teeth across the glass to weaken it, and then hurl him through for a final time, creating that weak spot so that I could safely escape the melee.
And save lives in the process.
Exactly. It was for the betterment of everyone.
Of course it was. So as long as that's good, then that's the whole progressive attitude. As long as it's good for the group.
You, 72-pound white boy with the 40-pound fro, get over here.
And the puka beads, yeah.
Okay. Oh, my God.
We just lost half of the Midwest. So.
Oh, man. Let me see. I got some good stuff here. This one, Anthony Boncardi, who we had his daughter Melissa on. She said, was great. He said, Aunt, show 129 was great. Taught me a lot, but more importantly, my daughter's learned a lesson. You once told me you don't know shit. You are the father. But if I told them as an instructor, they would listen, and they listen. Listen, if anybody here has ever tried to teach their wife how to drive stick shift or teach their kids something,
That's
why you have to seek professional instruction for anything. When I wanted to learn how to golf, I went to a golf instructor.
Right.
Okay? You can't teach your kids, you can't teach your wife because you don't know shit.
That's
all right?
Right.
Even though you're an expert
Doesn't
in it
matter.
And you teach it.
That's
I didn't
right.
teach my wife, I didn't teach my kids how to shoot. I had other instructors do it. Until this day, I have to hear those other instructors are godlike in their teaching
of
ability.
Of course, yes.
Which is fine because the end justifies the means.
Correct.
So Aunt, what the point Aunt is trying to make is that, of course, we have outside people teach him. So his kids listen to the show and they learn from us is what he's trying to say. Well, they learn from me, not you so much, Sandy.
Well, you're the expert here. I press button.
I got an email from this dude, Christopher. I'm not saying his last name. It's missing vowels.
Yeah.
Okay. And he's from the People's Republic of Canada. He says,
I'm a lot of Canadian listeners.
Yes. Good day, eh? He says, I'm a little disappointed. Oh, that's Australia.
Yes.
Okay. I listen to Gun for Hire Radio every week, and usually you guys are spot on. However, this week, while listening to 129, Anthony really put his foot in his mouth when he said something that is 1,000% false. The claim was that nobody in Israel would be able to walk into a shopping mall with the gun hanging at 6 o'clock on a sling. I have personally done this about 1,000,001 times. In fact, it was an assault rifle. Yes, a real one, not the Brady campaign of whining mom's definition of one, which conveniently changes every other month. Carried it slung, bouncing off my back with a 30-round magazine to the side, not ready to go at moment's notice. And guess what happened? Nothing. Amazing, isn't it? But now, back in New Jersey. I am not allowed to carry in the mall, and the mall gets shot up. Why am I not surprised?
Exactly.
Well, oh, by the way, this wasn't Christopher. This was Marcus. I'm sorry. This was Sir Marcus Hirschhorn, who's Israeli.
So, Christopher, we'll get to your
Christopher,
email.
We might get to you later. Christopher of Canada.
Good day, Christopher.
Thank you so very much to all of you who have been supporting Gun for Hire Radio's new project that we're calling Guns for the Needy. So many of you from all over the country have been sending your $30 in for the Gun for Hire Radio limited edition I Will Not Comply t-shirt. And so many of you have written back and told us how much you really like the shirts. They're all individually custom made right here in New Jersey by Kick-Ass Custom Tees, and we want to thank them for their participation in this program. All of the proceeds are going to go directly to legally arming, educating, and training the most vulnerable members of our community. Those folks who are forced to live and raise their families under constant fear in New Jersey's crime-ridden inner cities. We've told you, it's our vision to enlist these newly licensed, educated, and well-trained armed citizens in our fight, and then send them back out into their own neighborhoods to educate their families, friends, and neighbors about the oppressive, unconstitutional anti-gun laws that intentionally make us citizens unwilling victims, subject to the whims of a terminally corrupt political system that rules our courts and the gangs of thugs that rule our streets. Well, thanks to you who have already sent in your money in support of this great project and patriots just like you, freedom, real freedom, is within our grasp. And you've got an opportunity to become part of this historic event. Just simply go to the gunforhireradio.com website and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. From there, you'll be taken to a page that'll allow you to donate and get your kick-ass I Will Not Comply custom-made limited edition t-shirt that shows your support. Help us to beat the gun grabbers at their own game. Go to gunforhireradio.com and click on the link for Guns for the Needy. Do it right now. Bloomberg, Holder, Pelosi, and the New Jersey legislature will hate you for it.
Freedom.
Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedoms with news, issues, and commentary you'll never hear from the mainstream media. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners.
Freedom, give me some freedom.
Okay,
row,
go ahead.
Row your boat gently down the stream. Merrily, the guy named Sock.
Blood vessel.
Rhymes with sock.
Rhymes with sock. This segment's brought to you by NJ2AS.
NJ2AS.com. $35 a year, you cheap
bastards. You got
bastards.
Me again. You got me to say a bad word.
Listen. They're having the year-end meeting Wednesday, December 3rd, 7:30 p.m. in Toms River. Go on the NJ2AS website, our Facebook page. Get the information. Tell Frank Fiammingo and the rest of the board members, Gun for Hire Radio sent you there. Go down and visit this meeting. They're already setting the schedule for the 2014 meetings. They're working on Operation Establish Compliance. The Colored Coalition, Ainsley and Frank, I guess, is stillborn, right? All of this money I got, I'm buying Cuban cigars.
No, okay. We're just going to do it ourselves.
I don't have time.
Yeah, we'll get it done.
I don't have time. Okay, here we go. Mike Solano again. I don't know why he does this for me. Anyway, first off, good luck with the NRA elections. I hope you win so you can stick some jersey right up those old codgers' asses, or at least get them to keep us informed.
Don't goad them on.
Good point. No, it's true. In any event, here's my question. In the unfortunate event that you're involved in a self-defense shooting inside of your home with an armed intruder and you come unharmed, well, the police are obviously on their way and they are all amped up. What are your recommendations of what to do once you have shot the intruder? Clear the gun, disarm. Thanks for all you do for us. Thank you, Mike Solano. I do a lot for you. Sure. Anyway, meanwhile, all the old FUDs in the shooting clubs don't even know who I am, and the ones that know I am say I'm the demon because I'm successful and I put the 2A out in people's faces. So for those people, I say Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, and a big F you to you. Okay, here we go. Mike,
you've been drinking them Red Bulls again.
Sorry, yes. They're sugar-free. Mike, right, we've covered this numerous times in other learning segments, Sandy, on what to do. First of all, you never clear the gun. Okay.
And
was that you?
That noise that you hear in the background is workmen outside running new cables to the studio.
Yeah, my ass. It sounds like somebody's drilling into somebody's head.
Some sort of an impact
okay.
drill.
Okay, so here's the deal. Don't clear the gun. We talk about this all the time. Mike, I don't know if you have kids. So you come downstairs, you shoot an intruder, or you drew your gun. You disarm the intruder. You kick the gun as far away from him as possible. Maybe you take his gun, if he had one. Maybe he just had a knife. Like I talked about last week when we had Paul Ramage on, you stand 180 degrees away from the attacker so they can't throw something at you.
Same thing when right after you mace them, right?
Yes. When the police come, they're going to be amped up for sure. If you have kids in the house, you just can't leave that gun on a nightstand and go outside and greet the police. What if your kids, God forbid, come down and get in contact with that gun? You need to have a plan, okay? Now, in my house, if I was near the front door, we have a large curio. I would put the gun on top of the curio. So when the police come in and cuff me, yes, they're going to cuff you. You have to treat everyone as a criminal until they see who's the good or bad guy. You could tell the officers when you're down on the ground, my loaded firearm is on the top of the credenza or on the top of the curio or whatever. You can also put some kind of gun mounting safe or something by the door if you want, but that's usually highly unlikely. You can also keep the gun on your person, but usually, you know, you don't want to be like Plaxico Burress and stick it in your jammies or sweatpants at 3 o'clock in the morning. Of course, some of the crazies that listen to the show, they have their tactical vests and everything right next to the bed, so they would just holster that shit up. But the first thing you want to do is you want to get, when you open the door for the police, you want to identify yourself, keep your hands where they can see them, and make sure all your actions are very slow. Now, if your wife, that's why your wife needs to be a part of the plan, or your significant other is, what was that?
Yes, they're still drilling through the walls.
You want to make sure that your significant other is on plan, because she could go open the door while you're holding the person at bay. But because you want to hold them until the police come in the door.
That was going to be my question for you. When do you put the weapon down?
Well, Sandy, is there any black and white answer?
No, there's not.
So, okay, let's use this scenario. I'm in my game room. I'm holding a shit bag down at gunpoint. I yell for my wife to go answer the door. She goes to answer the door. I'm still holding my gun. The wife should be telling the cops that I'm in
my
the game room dressed like this
with
a gun. And when the cops come in, I'll wait until their commands to take over.
Would you tell 911, too? I mean, I'm holding him at gunpoint.
Yes. If you're alone or with somebody else, you want to describe the entire scenario and stay on the line, and including, say, what you're wearing. Okay?
Very
important. Like me, I got to say I'm wearing my South Park jammies my Superman underwear. Go ahead.
We've talked about this before, too.
Yes.
You brought up a story where there was a very famous robber, a home burglar, who used to come dressed in his pajamas.
Pajamas
right?
and slippers. He was a cat burglar in Newark, in the Silver Lake section in Newark, the Lake Street section where there was affluent people and big houses. He would break in his jammies and slippers. So if you woke up in the middle of the night and saw him, the normalcy bias would kick in, and you would be like,
who the hell is this?
What's he doing here?
Yeah.
But people called because they heard somebody in their house, and the police responded. And when they knocked on the front door, the shitbag answered the door in jammies and slippers and a robe and said that the burglar was upstairs. The cop went upstairs. The bad guy ran out the front door just as a second car was coming, the police car. They gave chase, and they caught him. And he was the pajama burglar. He was labeled as, but pretty smart because jammies are stealth, you know.
Yeah.
So, Mike, every scenario is going to be different. But the advice is, you have to remember, you're absolutely right. The police are bringing more guns to a gun scene, and the police are coming amped up, and they're going to be scared shit too. I don't care how big and bad they say they are. When
Doesn't
you're going
matter.
On a gun job, you're nervous, and there's a good chance that you can get shot. But remember to comply. Don't try to explain your story or anything
with your gun in your hand.
Correct. If the cops come in, if you're holding a bad guy down to the ground and the cops come in and tell both you guys, drop your guns, you drop your gun because they're holding a gun on a police officer too. In a couple of minutes, when you're both handcuffed, you'll get to explain your whole story. Okay? You just got to wait it out. But again, every scenario is going to be different. If you shoot the guy dead, obviously you can put the gun somewhere. But what if his partner's in the house?
Right.
Hiding under a couch.
Or out in the bushes waiting to come in.
Correct. You don't want to walk out the front door brandishing a gun when the police come. All right?
Yes.
You want to, you know, you want to open the door. You might want to, if you're holding a guy at bay and the police come to the house, tell your wife before you open the door, rattle off a message for her to give to police for dispatch to patch through, that you're in the living room or the game room and you're holding a guy down who's wearing XYZ and you're wearing ABC and what the situation is, so that the cops know a little better. But again, they're going to handle it like a gun job,
right?
You know, and they're going to be all amped up and keyed up.
Yeah, I mean, it's we've talked to all the law enforcement officers, and they say the same thing. It just, the adrenaline is rushing through, coursing through your body. I mean, even Detective John was saying that 2 weeks ago, last week, 2 weeks ago, when he was talking about the mall shooters. You're going in there. You're amped up.
Correct.
So the same thing's happening to him. Auditory exclusion,
time dilation, tunnel vision.
Right.
What you're experiencing, the cops coming on the scene are experiencing.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're walking around the front of the house, back of the house. They got their flashlights drawn. There's going to be screaming going on. There's going to be yelling. Don't forget, the bad guy's going to be on the ground saying, I'm innocent.
Yeah.
He invited me in for a drink.
Right.
He picked me up at a gay bar.
Right.
All kinds of shit like that. You're going to be like, what? I'm not gay. And you're going to find yourself arguing with this shitbag when you shouldn't be. Just, you keep telling him to shut up, barking commands. Then when the police come, whatever they tell you to do. But obviously, you don't want to drop the gun with, you know, and put it within distance of the bad guy. You should have enough space behind you or whatever. But no sudden moves, no reaching into your pocket or grabbing or anything. You know, my master, Masada Ayub, who will be here in April, says the first person who calls is usually the innocent party. So you want to be the innocent party, the one calling in to the police, and you on the line and describing what's going on and describing the situation. Okay?
Especially if it's in a state like New Jersey or California or New York.
Correct. I mean, if the dispatcher says, can you check and see if he's dead, the last thing she wants to hear is boom, boom, boom. And you come on and go, yep, he's dead.
He's dead now.
That's what she said. Make sure he's dead, Mr. Calandro. Hold on a second. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, I made sure. He's dead. No, Mr. Calandro, that's not what I meant. Oh, what did you mean?
Is he dead?
Hold on, I'll check.
I don't know. He said he wasn't, but you know how criminals lie.
I didn't trust it. So there's a lot of things that you can do, Mike. Again, visualization and mindset is a very important thing when you're you know, visualizing your house. Think about it. If I'm holding somebody in the living room, holding somebody in the basement, holding somebody in the bedroom, holding somebody in the dining room, think about where you would be standing and what you'd be doing. How, this is why we need to get our spouses up to speed. They don't want to hear it.
No, they don't want
to hear it. Okay? They don't want to hear it, but you need to get your spouse up to speed because it's very important that they can react with you. The last thing you wanted your wife screaming or your husband screaming hysterically, what did you do? What did you do? Shut up! You know, don't forget, you
for
got
911.
What about, we didn't even describe dogs in the mix.
Right.
What if you got a big dog or a small dog? They're barking, they're distracting you, they're freaking out. What if the bad guy grabs your dog? Bad dog grabs Winston, you know what happens right?
Sure.
Yeah. Stitch him right up, okay? Beautiful. Come over here, my Winston. Good boy, good boy. Daddy got a treat for you. You did good.
Yeah, he's the perfect height to grab the family jewels, let's say. All right, we'll be back. And when we do, we're going to hear from Canada, our listener in Canada.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall, and 106 pounds. She was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
Well, you heard living testimony of its effectiveness last week right here on this show. And you hear me say it every week. Just make sure it's the real original Lipstick Bodyguard, not some cheap Chinese knockoff that may not work when you need it. Lipstick Bodyguard is 100% made in the USA to exacting specifications, giving you the most potent formula available by law. Lipstick Bodyguard's available only at lipstickbodyguard.com and now at the Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range. And you better get them now while supplies last because it's Christmas time and they're flying out the door here that I saw.
And I think I can spell this name right. Mike Gaglione.
Well, he gave you a phonetic spelling.
Yeah, but I know Gaglione. I've gone to school with Gaglione, so shut up. It has a proper amount of vowels to consonants.
It's Italian,
ratio.
So we
yeah,
understand.
But I know, Dan G. It's yeah. But you your name has to have the right balance between
your vowels and consonants.
Exactly. Yeah. So he wrote, just curious, when the Anthony for NRA bobblehead singing Row, Row, Row Your Boat will be available for purchase. He says, we met briefly at the Friends of the NRA dinner in North Haldon, where you encouraged me to listen to the show. I took the advice and now enjoy listening to previous episodes. Also, my wife and I stopped by the range this past Saturday. Absolutely fantastic facility. Looking forward to new episodes. Keep up the good work. Thank you, Mike Gaglione. Okay, here's Canada. You ready? Because I screwed up, right?
Yes.
I did screw up. You sure?
Yes.
Okay, here's Canada. You ready? This guy's name is something, something, something with something, something, something. All right, his name is Christopher Smuda, S-M-U-D-A. I hope that's right. Hi, Anthony and Sandy. I'm stuck here in the People's Republic of Canada, which is no different than being in the People's Republic of New Jersey. After listening to your show since the summer of 13, and based on your commentary and discussion with Evan Knappen, I've come to realize that our pathetic, draconian gun laws are really no different from yours. They serve to only imprison the law-abiding for which what is most unfortunate error, while ensuring that shitbags are free to roam the streets, raping and pillaging.
We've corrupted a polite Canadian.
With immunity and prosecution. I love it. I declared a war on apathy since 2009 and would greatly appreciate a supply of your prescription pads that you use at the Woodland Park Range. I heard about them on an episode and thought to myself, I know a lot of people that could use a good dose of Gun for Hire Radio, along with a few other podcasts available. Episode 82 with Sandy's opening monologue will be a must-listen to. It's summed up in 17 minutes what the hell is wrong with this effed-up world we live in. The nice thing about progressive liberal liberal commie douchebags, douche nozzles, is that they all have iPhones and Crackberry, so it won't take any time out of their precious day to download and listen to your shows. Please shoot me an email, and we can discuss price, shipping, and payment. This will greatly help reduce my war on apathy. Keep up the good work. Your show gets me through the work day. Regards, Chris from the Republic, People's Republic of Canada. I sent Chris my firearms prescription pads free of charge. He sent me his address. Let me tell you, I have a prescription pad here. It says firearm prescription, state of New Jersey, time for your shots with a signature. And I've told you this before. I use them all the time when students come in and they're like, what gun did I shoot? And we write it on the prescription pad. And I got a phone call from a local gun store. The guys were all hysterical because a 70-year-old lady walked in with a prescription written by me that she needs a Smith & Wesson Model 60. Okay? They all thought it was hysterical that she came in with her prescription from Dr. Calandro. Yeah. And I thought that was really, really good. But, you know, Canada's no different than us. They've been slowly but surely disarming. But one thing about Canada, though, is
Canada's they got rid of their long gun registry.
Yes. Canada's a lot like New Jersey, though, and the United States in general, because we have crack-smoking mayors, and they have crack-smoking mayors.
Yes, true.
Okay?
Yes, yes.
And one of my students is into the gym, and he said to me the other day, I said to him, Helder, his name is, Helder Gomes. I said, Helder, did you work out hard? He goes, shit. He goes, I was sweating more than the mayor of Toronto. Okay? So I'm a steal in that line, okay? This guy looks like Chris Farley from Saturday Night Live,
yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
Got caught Chris smoking crack, prostitutes, marijuana, the whole bit. They won't recall him.
No, it's great.
Canada is like, they're so polite, they won't recall him. They're like, well, it was only his third time smoking crack.
Oh, well, he wasn't sure if he smoked crack.
They're doing a reality show.
He was in a with this
him
mayor?
Him and his brother.
Come on.
Him and his brother.
No
way. It started Monday.
Come on.
They're in a reality show, okay? But I would like to see him, since they can't get rid of him, I would like to see him come out and do like the Chris Farley Chippendale dance, where he's wearing nothing but a banana hammock and a bow tie, okay? That would make me laugh my ass off, you know? Toronto's a big city.
Where do you get this
what?
Crap from? Go ahead. Yes, Toronto is a big city. Yes.
Doctor told me I should take a multivitamin every day. Yes, I found Flintstone vitamins.
Of course.
They're old. They were from when I was a kid. Okay. They expired about 14 years ago.
But
they're delish. I haven't had them in so long. I forgot that I liked them.
You just take two, that's all.
I'll tell you what, though. Canada is really hurting, and New Jersey now with Steve Sweeney empowered. Making references, Junior and trust fund baby references to Kane, and knowing that Christie has aspirations in 16, Steve Sweeney is really making a power play. He'd like to be the governor of New Jersey.
Great.
And
just what
I
we
hate
need.
You know, you guys don't want to hear apathy from me, but I'm so beat down. He probably will be our next governor.
Yeah, probably will be.
Because obviously our words and our votes don't mean shit
matter.
In this state. We're outnumbered.
It means more to the people out of state than it does to the people in the state.
So it looks like we're probably going to get this rammed down our throat and up other places.
Yeah.
Because Sweeney is definitely setting himself up.
Bad guy. Very bad guy.
Yeah.
Well, Christie's. It's amazing how many people think Christie. I travel all over the country, and when a person finds out that I'm from New Jersey, they're right away, oh, yeah, Governor Christie, we really like him. We don't.
Well, he helped us with the gun thing because could you imagine if Corzine was governor?
Oh, my God, yeah.
You know, all 85 bills would have been written stronger and they would have passed.
Absolutely.
We would have been worse than Cuomo in New York State with our brothers and sisters above us in New York State with the SAFE Act.
Yeah.
We would have gotten shit. It would have passed right through the House.
Right.
Okay. And this is what's going to happen now is with Sweeney setting himself up to run for governor and obviously maintaining his seat in a Senate president and winning his reelection and being in bed with Donald Norcross and all the other power brokers and making deals with the devil and stuff, he definitely will win as governor. I mean, what Republican is going to go against him? Tom Kane Jr.?
Right.
You know?
There's really not much. And you can't run a Republican in this state who's not a progressive. It's progressive Democrats and progressive Republicans in this state.
Correct.
It's always going to be like
Correct.
That, which is why my home has been on the market for quite a while.
Well, I'll tell you what. It was, in fact, encouraging that Steve Sweeney did as well as he did because of our grassroots efforts to get a freaking guy as conservative as he is as far as he went. So a moderate like Tom Kaine Jr. might give Steve Sweeney a run for his money. But let's face it. This is the look at Cory Booker. Mm-hmm. Cory Booker, our star senator from New Jersey.
Yeah.
Him and Pumpkinhead just voted for the nuclear option.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're right. Absolutely.
In the U.S.
Right.
Senate,
right.
Now they have all they need is a 51 majority.
That's right.
No more filibuster.
That's
no
right.
more 60 votes out of 100.
Yep.
Okay.
Right.
This is something the Democrats fought against when the Republicans were charged.
But
Obama said it was unconstitutional.
Right.
But they pushed it through. But I'll tell you what, this is a double edged sword because if Republicans ever take back the House or Senate, they're screwed.
Yeah.
It's a double-edged sword, ladies and gentlemen, but this was put into place. Filibuster was put into place, and 60 vote was put into place by our forefathers to prevent this majority rule shit.
Exactly what's going on right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they're going to use 51 votes to push everything through. But let me tell you something. People don't realize it, but Obamacare could be repealed with 51 votes now. You don't need 60.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're absolutely right.
Ted Cruz could get what he wants and
but
push it through.
The only problem is that you have progressive Republicans who are just all they want is
pimps.
Republicare. That's all
Republicare,
they want.
Republicare. Exactly.
It's the same crap.
Exactly.
It is bad, bad, bad medicine.
But here we go. Why do we want you to support New Jersey and the New Jersey Second Amendment Society,
NJ2AS?
Because look what happened. We fought and fought and fought, and we lost, and Booker got in, and there's his vote for the nuclear option.
There it is.
So it affects all our brothers and sisters in the other 49 states.
That's right.
It affects our brother Chris in Canada, because Canada sees what we do, and they follow suit.
Exactly.
Okay?
Right.
So this is what happens. This is the point I was trying to make. So you got our star metrosexual, could be, might be, whatever, and Pumpkinhead Menendez, when he's not busy flying to the Dominican Republic. Little girl. Let me see the little girl. How much for the women? How much for the women? Yes, I'm checking into the hotel. My name is Juan Valdez. Yes, thank heavens for little girls. Okay. So,
real quick though, Ant, what do you think about? What's your opinion of this email that's going around to everybody about the last U.S. lead smelter closing, and now, oh my goodness, all the ammunition's going to dry up?
It's not, because we've been buying most of our lead from China and India and Mexico for the past 40 years anyway.
Right.
I talked to some big wigs in the ammo industry, and it's not an uproar. But the last lead smelting plant, OSHA, and the EPA have made sure that we can't manufacture anything in this country anymore. So the last lead smelting plant is, in fact, closing. But we've only been getting about 0.25% of lead products from that plant.
The rest is recycled.
The rest is all. Yeah, what happens is we send our scrap to China. They process it, add bad stuff to it that they don't want in their country, and they send it back to us. Listen, all of your clays for sporting clays, Eaton Trap, are made in China.
Yeah.
None are made domestically
anymore. And probably none of them are made from clay.
So what do you think is in those clay
exactly.
birds? You know, they're sitting in a smelting plant. They're like, how do we get rid of this sludge? Mix it into the biodegradable clay pigeons
we
over
get rid
there.
Of all this human waste and all those dead pigs.
Exactly. Yeah. So a country that poisons their children and their animals, which says they have no heart, is responsible for sending shit back to this country.
Yes.
So
same country.
Great way to get rid of the mercury, the arsenic, the strychnine, the cyanide, right?
Any shit you don't want.
Exactly.
Send it to us.
Great way to get rid of it.
Yes.
Oh, shit. Already?
Yes.
Guys, if you stop by the range, you are not going to believe. We have gift packs, gift certs, gift classes, Build-A-Bear gift certificates. We have packages that are already packaged. All you have to do is wrap it up. You pay, and you walk out. The whole gift is in there, memberships or whatever you want. We're not just selling rinky-dink, one-dimensional gift certificates that you can buy in the wall of a CVS or something. We have everything boxed up and packaged. So anything that you want to buy, we have Lipstick Bodyguard here. Now, let me talk to you about this. We have active shooter class on December 1st and December 17th, civilian response to an active shooter. We have a lipstick bodyguard class with guest Paul Mirage on December 5th if you want to meet the guy that was almost mugged, raped, and pillaged. Although I don't think the guy would have raped him. Napping books are here. Napa's May class. There are six more seats in the May in the May 9th class in Napa. December's book, January's book,
2014.
February's book, March's book. All we have is May. Defensive pen class is sold out for December. We have a class in January. Ayub's Mag 20 class, two more seats in the 12-13 class. 15 seats in the 14-15. You can buy those as gift certificates, too. You can buy napping classes as gift certificates. You can buy Build-A-Bear classes, Build Your Own AR with Jimmy as a gift certificate.
Very smart.
Our prepper class, what a nice gift certificate that would make. We have a prepper class in early December. We have a ton of new classes online. If you are a member of the most beautiful six-star range in the state of New Jersey, we will do your FFL transfer complete for $20. Member referral fees, $50. Gobble, gobble. Enjoy your turkey neck, biatches.
Well, you've done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast was managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, under license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, Master Trainer Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please have a safe, joyous holiday. Eat a lot. Eat some for us, too. We love you. See you next week.